My bracelet is a circle of skulls, 17 hazelnut-sized bone carvings with gaping eye sockets. No two are alike. Some have teeth. I wear the beads on my left wrist and they interfere with routine actions. I feel their pressure right now. The bracelet is not supposed to be comfortable. I put it on when my mother died last year to symbolize my grief. In the weeks after her death, mortality saturated my perception. I noticed parched grass, squashed bugs, wrinkles on faces. My mother's death changed my position on the lifeline. No longer a daughter, I was now the one closest to the endpoint, a sobering thought. The mala of bone beads was a memento mori, my personal reminder of mortality. In medieval Europe, memento mori were public art, skulls carved into cathedral portals, scythe-bearing skeletons painted on clock faces. For centuries, these symbols have beseeched passers-by to remember impermanence. Depending on my mood, they have humbled or galvanized me. Life is pulsing with death in the wings. When corona mortality rates soared, my circlet's tiny skulls seemed to vibrate with relevance. I found myself looking at them often, polishing individual beads with my thumb. Now we're approaching All Hallows' Eve, and my bracelet passes as a Halloween accessory. That's okay, because at its heart, Halloween is a memento mori holiday. This year, there may not be cavorting princesses and robots and skeletons. This year, we don't need symbols to remind us that life is transient and therefore precious. With a perspective, this is Christine Scherfer.